Showtime.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Afternoon, everyone. Happy Saturday to you here on Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone. You know, if I don't stop and cut back and just stop watching so much sports, I'm going to have to change the name of this show to Sports Festival Radio. I mean, really, I'm entrenched in the Alabama A&M football game. I'm looking at the Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. I'm just doing too much in the world of sports. I got to stop it. It's just crazy. Okay, I'm going to turn myself away from sports and talk film. And specifically, we're going to talk film festival with the director of the Seattle Shorts Film Festival, and we have him online. It's been a while since we talked to him as well. Daniel Hoyos. Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing really great, and I was just thinking about the last time I was on your wonderful program, and I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago when I was promoting another short film of mine that I did. So, yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I tell you, Daniel, yes, you were that last time. That's how we met. And, oh, my gosh, look how you have just grown up, and you are a full-fledged filmmaker and a film festival director of this Seattle Shorts Film Festival that's coming up on November the 14th and the 15th. And for those who are listening out there, if you are in the Seattle area, Spokane, you know, all that whole area, you know, Daniel, I have never been to Seattle, and I've traveled the world. I've never been to Seattle, so I, now that I know you, I need to come up there, don't I?
Yes, you do. The people of Seattle are extremely nice and friendly, and there's a lot for people to do up here. We have the Space Needle, we got the waterfront, and there's a lot of just all kinds of stuff that's going on here.
And you've got this upcoming film festival, and the website is Seattle, S-H-O-R-T, Seattle Short. .org, and they can find out all of the wonderful activities that you guys have planned. So tell us about the Seattle Shorts Film Festival and what makes it different from the others out there that are in your area.
Well, the Seattle Shorts Film Festival was started 5 years ago, and since that time, we've really just grown to become more of an international film festival. This last year, we got 1,300 submissions that were submitted to us, and we like to keep the focus on the filmmakers and making sure that they get their work shown in front of a big audience and that they have a good time while they're here. And that's the kind of unique atmosphere that our festival provides. Is we're not a really large festival like Sundance, but at the same time we're growing by lots. So when people come to our festival, they can mingle with guests that we bring in and mingle with other filmmakers, and they don't feel overwhelmed by the experience. And the fact that we're 2 days now, we can fit in a lot more films for people to watch, and we don't have any overlapping screenings. If you've ever been at a film festival, the overlapping screenings, it gets kind of hectic.
Yeah.
So this way people can just sit through all the films and enjoy them all.
Now, I understand you guys are only 5 years old, and you're having, you've just like doubled in size here in only 5 years of being in existence. That is very, very good. I know you're very proud of that as well.
I am. I'm very proud of that because, again, we started out as a local film festival with, you know, and started building the buzz, getting interest growing up in around Seattle. But then when I became the director, my goal was to make it an international film festival, and that's part of the reason why we'll talk later about bringing in guests like Lee Seagertz and Jenna Marie Walsh to our festival because I want to put the international spotlight on our festival so other people can see that. And that's part of the reason why we attract filmmakers who come from all over the world to come to our festival. And you mentioned the fact that the festival has grown at an exponential rate, and this is very true. We're currently moving next year to an even bigger theater because we already outgrown this theater that we're currently in. So, yeah, so it just keeps, and our submissions just keep growing. So, yeah, just the more and more good stuff keeps happening.
Well, again, I want to tell everyone that we are talking to Daniel Hoyer. Daniel, am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Because I'm really bad with butchering people's last names. Is it correct?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you are Hoyos.
Okay, Hoyos. And he's the director of the Seattle Short Film Festival that's coming up November the 14th and 15th. Go to seattleshort.org for more details. And now you mentioned the international in scope. What, I don't know, it must be many, but just give us the names of some of the countries where you guys have received film submissions from.
Yes, all over the world. We've received submissions from as far away as China. We get a lot of submissions from Europe, from the UK, South America, Mexico, of course, the United States. Literally all over the world, you know, thanks to a lot of the new platform tools that are out there, like Film Freeway and Without a Box, we're able to get submissions from all over the world, which makes it a lot easier for us.
Now, I see where you guys are going to have an awards ceremony on November 15th. So tell us about the awards ceremony. What can people expect?
So, yes, on a Sunday night, November 15th, is the closing night of our festival, and we'll have an award ceremony at the SIF Film Center where we give out some of the awards for the best films at the festival. We have a Best Director Award, a Best Cinematography Award, a Best Actor and Actress, and a Grand Jury, and so forth. And we have these really nice etched in glass crystal awards that we hand out to the filmmakers that night, and they get to come up on stage and say a little speech about it. And what's really going to be really great about this year is, again, our special guests, Lacey and Shannon, will be in attendance, so they'll be there to hand out the awards personally to the filmmakers, which is another added plus when you get celebrities of this caliber to hand out awards to indie filmmakers. They're really going to get a kick out of that.
Now, will the special guests, Shannon, will they be there for both nights or just for the awards ceremony?
Lacey will be there all weekend long, and Shannon will be there Saturday only. She has to fly back out.
Okay. Well, people will get a chance to see them both if they just, you know, buy tickets for the entire event. That's the way you do it. You will not miss anything at all. I know you're going to have a lot of parties. That's always my favorite for film festivals. Tell me about some of the networking events. I see you'll have some networking events. Will there be workshops and panel discussions? And if so, what are some of those, the names of them?
Yes, so we're on Saturday night, we're having an all-night filmmaker karaoke party, which is going to be really fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, just something fun that we wanted to do this year for the filmmakers. So, and it's a good chance for people to get together and mingle and just have fun. And then Sunday night at our hotel in the Mark Wing, we're going to have a networking event with the press. Local press is going to come. Filmmakers will be there. Our special guests will be there. So if anyone has any Roseanne questions, they can ask Lacey that night because I'm sure there'll be a lot of them. And just during the weekend, there's just going to be a lot of different opportunities for filmmakers to gather and connect.
Now, let's talk about some of the standout films that there are so many good ones, I know. How many screenings in all will be shown for that weekend?
So we have six blocks, and in those six blocks, we'll be showing 31 short films.
Wow, that's a lot of great films. Tell me about the one that just captivates me the most, the mobile stripper. Is that what it says, the mobile stripper? Or what is this film about?
Yes, the mobile stripper is a local film by director Sherilyn Wong. And basically what the mobile stripper is, it's about a girl set in a who's it's about a girl set in a in southwestern Washington, and she goes on this journey on her camper, and the camper's pink, and then she stops at a mall that's abandoned, and she meets this old man who has a cerebral palsy. And when he meets this old man there, he's a security guard, and he walks up and he knocks on the camper, not to give too much away, but then he goes inside, and the girl takes him on this journey, and they go and see all these different sites, and he takes them home to see his parents. And it's just a really, that one's just a really fun, interesting film, but it's a good film because it sheds light on disabilities.
Oh, that is so it's totally opposite for what they, because that, when I first saw the title, I said, now, wait a minute, is this somebody that's kind of like, you know, walking up, driving around like an Uber driver or something, and then they're stripping on the side, or what is this about? But that's a relief to know. So what are some other films that are, you know, that you can share with us and give us a little briefing about what to expect with some of these films?
Yes, one of my favorites and the favorite of my programming team this year was The Haircut. It's a AFI film. It's a film that was directed by the AFI Workshop for Women. It's set in 1976 and it stars Bailey Noble as a teenage girl who's going into the first class military academy, and it's about what she has to deal with going through all the struggles of being a woman and how she deals with this, and her father is against it. When she goes in there, her first class sergeant gives her a really hard time, and you really get the feel of what it's like for women to serve in the military. And this film is just fantastic, and I'm really glad that we're going to be showing it to our audience, and it's nominated for Best Director as well as the Grand Jury Prize. And it's screening.
Oh,
we have
nice.
A screening block. Yes, we have a screening block Sunday night, which is all about women in film, and it's going to be screening in this block.
Well, that sounds like definitely a film that the military people can appreciate. And hey, you know, may have a whole theater full of military people. You guys, isn't there like an Air Force base or something in the Seattle area, Tacoma?
Yes, we have a very big military base, Fort Lewis here, up little past Tacoma, and there are a lot of military families in the Seattle area.
Okay, right. Well, now I see one of your sponsors is the Tin Lizzie Lounge. Is that like, it sounds like a really hip happening place? Well, so a lot of parties take place there, or what?
Yeah, the Tin Lizzie Lounge has really been great to us. They're located inside the Mark Green Hotel. They're basically their restaurant / bar, and that's where we typically have a lot of our networking parties every year inside there, and place for people to get drinks and mingle. And they have live performers that come in there and play music. And it's just a really fun atmosphere.
Now, when do you guys start to accept new submissions? I know afterwards. You're obviously running into the holiday season. Everybody, and I have a lot of friends, of course, who do festivals, and usually for at least a couple of weeks, they have to just wind down after a festival. So in your case, when do you and your crew crank it back up again and start taking and looking at submissions?
Well, after the festival's over, I'm probably going to go to sleep for a week because I'm going to be so tired. But then we take the rest of November and December off for the holidays. But then we open back up January 1st for 2016 submissions.
Oh, okay. And so what are you guys, what is your festival, what are you looking for when people submit? I know, of course, you want a good story and you need the technical quality, not too light, not too dark, and hopefully you can hear the audio, the basics. But anything is particular specifically that you and your crew are looking for when people submit their films or what?
Yeah, so our general rules are we like to look for, we need films 30 minutes and or less in length, but when it comes down to actual what exactly is a film festival program we're looking for, we like to look at not only the quality of the film, but the story and see how well it's written and how the acting, how well the acting comes off on screen. Is the story going to be relatable to the Seattle audience? Because every city has a different audience and what they're going to like. So we really like to see how will our audience here in Seattle react to this specific film versus this other film. And every year we have heated debates over all these films because, again, we got 1,300 submissions this year. So, and we have to wind that down to 31 films, which is no easy task. So that's really what it comes down to, what we're looking for in our film.
So how many, 1,500, 1,300 submissions.
Yes.
How many of you in your crew are watching these films and reviewing them? If you split it up among how many people?
Well, I take the helm as the festival director, and then I have my programming assistant, Joanna, she helps, and then Jonah, he helps. And then aside from that, we have a lot of screeners on the side. Usually we have about 10 to 15 screeners, and then we have I have an intern that helps out too. So we have a pretty big team that rallies around us to help us watch all these films because I would never be able to do it all by myself because it's a very daunting task.
That is. And so about how many weeks do you guys spend reviewing submissions?
We're open for submissions for 6 months from January 1st all the way to June 30th. And in that time, we're constantly screening and watching films. And then we take the month of July and program the entire festival.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you might get double this time. You might get 3,500 or 3,000 or so. You never know with this. Look how your attendance rate has doubled. But I was looking at your site, and I noticed, which I think is so cool, the awards ceremony is free, but what, the CD is first come, first serve basis or what?
Yeah, this year we're in a 94-seat theater, which is where we've been for the last 4 years, but seating will be first come, first serve. There will be limited tickets available at the door for people who might show up late, but because of this this issue that we're having, we're actually moving to a bigger theater next year, which is really great because it's always good to grow and expand. But we like being in this theater because you get the good atmosphere of mingling with other people and with filmmakers. So it's fun.
It sounds like it. It has a good, it sounds like a quaint, intimate setting where everybody can, it's not too big and, massive. So you have that personable touch to it. I was looking at some of your films. I'm a big fan of documentaries, and I saw where three of your shorts are in the best documentary category. Tell me about the documentary, Even the Walls. It's one of your nominees. What is the topic about? What is that film about? So the cute little girl sitting on a tree stump.
Thank you. Even the Walls is a really great, great documentary about a group of individuals, families who live in Yesler Terrace, which is a community here in Seattle, Washington, and they're low income and poor people, but all around Seattle we have construction going on. Right now our city is growing so much and it's just so expansive. We have Microsoft here, Amazon, all these really big companies, and everyone is coming in here and developing. But they're leaving out all these, lower-income families, and they're being displaced by housing because the rent is getting so high. And What Even the Walls is a documentary that focuses on a couple groups of families that are living in this low-income neighborhood, Yes Sir Terres, and it just sheds some light on what they're going through in terms of expansion, rapid expansion and growth in the Seattle city.
And so after this particular documentary was finished, do you know whether or not the filmmaker showed it to some of the people who live in the apartments, that area, or what?
The film has actually screened at a couple other film festivals in our area. And, yes, I believe they have showed it to the people who live in Yes Sir Terres when it was finished. And it's garnered a couple awards at other festivals, so, and it's doing really well.
I really hope that somebody gets a chance from that apartment area. I hope they come to your festival and see it.
Yes.
I think they would be so impressed. They can get all dressed up and come and, you know, so they won't feel forgotten. A lot of times in these kind of situations, people just feel like they're forgotten. And that is so kind of the filmmaker, whoever did this documentary, to show them some love like that. I really hope this one went.
Yeah, the director, Sarah Conk, is actually, she's coming to the festival along with, I think, some other members of the crew. So, yeah, we'll see if they invite other people, invite them members from Yes Sir Terres. But, again, it's a beautiful documentary, and we're really proud to show it. It's one of my favorite films this year.
Yeah, I can just tell that, because I saw the little girl there and just immediately gravitate. I said, oh, I got to ask Daniel about this particular documentary here. I see that you guys had some sold-out screenings last year, so people need to go to seattleshort.org, take a review of everything, and just buy your passes for the whole film festival, because some of your screenings may sell out. Is that correct, Daniel, or what?
Yes, this is correct. We have limited seating because we have a lot of guests and filmmakers coming. So if you head to seattleshort.org, is the best way to purchase tickets. And individual tickets are $12, and a pass is just $40 for the whole weekend. And that lets you in to see all the films, meet our two special guests, as well as meet the filmmakers.
Absolutely, and you can get your selfie sticks and just selfie all over the place with it.
There you go.
Yes, that's a very reasonable price, $40 to see 31 films. That's amazing. You can't, what a bargain. You can't even go to a
regular
movie.
It's a steal. You can't beat that.
No. There's no way, man. There's no way. Well, Daniel, you're director of this festival. Are you still making films? Do you have time, or do you plan on doing a project of your own again, or what?
In the back of my mind, I've always wanted to make another film, but this festival just consumes me 24/7, so I don't really have time to go back and make another film, but I would like to someday. I was on the jury for the Tacoma Film Festival last week, actually. They had their festival, so that was fun. And, I try to be involved in the film community here and around my city in Seattle and so forth. So but for the most part, I'm so wrapped up in this season, Seattle Shorts, being the director. That's where my time is spent.
Well, that's totally, totally understandable as well.
Yeah.
Because I know the job of a film festival director is very big, busy, and huge. So I get it. I really, really get it.
Oh, yeah. I often tell people, you know, if you want to put on a really good event, then you have to put in as much energy and time as you're willing to spend to make it as great as it can be. So that's part of it.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, the festival, again, the Seattle Shorts Film Festival, is November the 14th and 15th. And I have a feeling that it is going to take place in Seattle, because that's the title there. So for those of you who are going to be in Seattle, or you already are in the Seattle, Tacoma, and all the surrounding areas, please go out and see it. Man, I sure wish I could be there. I would so have so much fun. I can just tell you're going to have a lot of fun What I like about film festivals is that they're such a great mingling, networking event for the whole family. I just love them. I just do.
Yeah, it's really great. Because where we're located at the City Film Center is right there in the located on the Seattle Center campus, and we're like a couple, maybe a block or two away from the Space Needle, so we're right in the heart of Seattle. So there's a lot of things for people around the theater to do, especially when we get a lot of out-of-town filmmakers who come in, and they want to know, oh, what can I do? And I just say, well, you can go to the EMP, you can go to the Space Needle, you can go here, you can go there. There's a lot of stuff for people to do.
Now, tell us about this the host hotel that you guys are going to connect it with the festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Mark Green Hotel has been our hotel sponsor for the last 3 years, and they've been really great. They have these giant rooms that they rent out to us for a filmmaker discount rate, which is one of the best in Seattle. And filmmakers really love coming there because they have has a really homey atmosphere, and the service is really great. Again, they have the Tin Lizzie Lounge, which is located inside the hotel. And whenever I can host people, you know, during the year, whenever I say, oh, if you want to, you know, come to Seattle, where should I stay? And I go, you got to stay at the Mark Green Hotel. And it's not really even a sell for them. It's just I love the hotel so much personally that I wouldn't want to stay anywhere else if I was coming to visit.
Well, hey, I know they appreciate being connected and sponsoring you guys because you have these filmmakers from around the world and you're getting all of this international attention. So I know they are loving you guys for that. And so if people want to come to the festival, do they get any kind of – so they just need to tell the hotel that they're coming to your festival. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, if they call the Mark Green Hotel on the phone, they'll can tell them that they're with the Seattle Shorts Film Festival, and they will give them, we have a discounted rate, $129 a night for rooms, and that's how the filmmakers will get connected with their discount. And I don't know if the how much they know, but the hotel is actually having our two special guests are staying at the hotel. So, and it's quite a funny story. When I told them about it, they're just like, oh, no, we get special celebrity guests all the time. Well, don't worry about it. And so I thought that was funny.
Okay. Well, you're going to get some more here.
Yeah.
Well, again, they can go. It's the Mark Queen, MarkQueen Hotel. And there's a link on your site. The Seattle Shorts.
Yes.
That's short, not with an S. The Seattle Shorts.
Yep.
.org. Before we sign off, I see another one of your sponsors, The Stranger. What is The Stranger? Is that a film or a bookstore, or what is that?
The Stranger is a local Seattle newspaper that's extremely popular. They do political news, and they do social commentary and so forth. But they're handling all our tickets this year. So when you go to seattleshort.org and you click the you check out the schedule and you click buy tickets, it will take you to The Stranger, and that's where you can buy our tickets this year.
I never would have connected The Stranger. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like it should be like a really cool bookstore or something.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, close. It's a newspaper.
Uh-huh. It's close. It's close there. Well, anyway, Daniel, any closing remarks here? You want to plead your case as to why people should come to the Seattle Shorts Film Festival? Of course, they get to see beautiful Seattle, but why should they come to the festival?
Well, people should really come and check out the Seattle Shorts Film Festival because we have 31 amazing short films this year. We didn't get a chance to talk about all of them. There's a lot of good ones, and we have over 60 special guests coming, a lot of members of the of different casts and crews, directors, producers, actors. One of my favorite actors, real quick, will be here, David Desmond. He was in a film this year called The Asian, and he was in another film we did last year called The First Hope, so he will be here. He's been on Disney Channel and he's done a bunch of other things, so it's going to be really great to meet all these people. when they come to the festival. And again, it's just a really homey atmosphere. There'll be a lot of chances to network. For anyone who's ever been a fan of Roseanne, they definitely need to come down. Lucy Derrickson will be here for the weekend. Bring your pictures or get your autograph, because
yeah,
I'm sure that's going to be exciting. So,
Well, I think he pleads your case quite well. I mean, I say not guilty. Yes. So, Daniel,
thank you.
You're always a good guest. And I don't know how we missed each other last year. I was in the middle of traveling everywhere last year. Yeah, and I had to run a lot of reruns on the show.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad I could come on this year, and this year is 10 times better than last year, so you caught me at a good time.
Absolutely. Well, you are always welcome here, and anything that we can
do to
help promote the show, we're going to continue to promote it, because we're going to just remind people, we've got a little under a month. We'll put it on our social media pages, and we will just keep promoting it. We have now
awesome.
A little over 20,000 listeners per month. Thank God for that. Yeah, and so we want to throw our support to anything else you want us to do or something. Let us know. In fact, if you'd like to have some of the directors that are nominated for some films, we still have, like I said, about a month. We'd be happy to bring them on as well. So just let me know.
Okay,
no
great.
Problem.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, well, we are going to sign it off here with Daniel Hoyos, the director of the Seattle Short Film Festival, taking place November 14th and 15th in beautiful Seattle. Get your tickets. They had a lot of sellouts last year, and you don't want to be caught with the funny look. Oh, I wanted to see that show. Oh, I have no more tickets. Then you'll have the funny look. So go to seattleshort.org. I mean, Danny, we don't want them to have the funny look sitting there with their Starbucks and they can't get into the film.
No, we don't want that.
So go now. Go right now. And tell them the prices one more time.
The prices for tickets, single tickets, are $12 and passes are $40.
That's that. That's all. $40, 31 films, and a lot of fun, a lot of networking.
That's a deal.
Yeah, and get to see celebrities and, you know, put your selfies on your Instagram and Facebook pages and such. So you can't buy that kind of stuff. It's there for you. But anyway, Daniel, thank you again for being on our show. And just let me know if anything else that we can do to help promote this film festival. We're always here for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and you've been a lovely host again.
Well, I try. Now I'm going to go back to watching all of these sports, but
yeah.
I'm going to send you this link of this show, and you can put it on, do whatever you need to do with it, and I'll send it to you in about 10 minutes or so. Okay?
Great. It's going on our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, thank you again, and we'll see you at the festival.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that is Daniel Hoyos. He is the director, again, of the Seattle Short Film Festival, taking place November 14th and 15th in beautiful Seattle, Washington, that beautiful Pacific Northwest area. And, I just always say, man, if you're in a beautiful city, surroundings, why not take in some great films? And if it's a film festival, that makes it even better. Go to their website, Seattle Short. SHORT.org. If you're coming in from out of town, their host hotel is the Marquen, Marquen Hotel. And if you go to their website, they have links to the hotel. You get a special discounted rate for attending the festival. And so if we can answer any questions for you, maybe. Now, we were talking so much and we left out something. You can always email us. Filmfestivalradio@gmail.com is our website. And we are at filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. And one more thing. Make sure you join us on Monday. Monday, guess what? It's that time of the year again. You know, every season that The Voice, NBC's The Voice, has been on. When it gets this time of the part of the competition. We always have the advancing contestants. So Monday and Tuesday, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, we will have not one, not two, not six, not seven. How about 10? We will have 10 of the advancing contestants from NBC's The Voice on live with us. And each contestant, you know, if you've heard the show before, they only get 10 minutes. We get 10 minutes with each contestant, and we will be talking to them on Monday live on Film Festival Radio like we've been doing ever since The Voice first began. So we want you to join us. You can join us right here on Monday morning. Okay, it will be a little early, but you can always listen from the archives as well. Okay? Well, I'm going back to football and baseball, as I was doing before Daniel called. And again, I want to thank Daniel for being our guest. And we will see you guys on Monday on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. And thank you, Daniel, for joining us. And we'll see you guys on the next show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.